This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Calm and rock on. I like that. Thank you, Kara. It's the DJV show at 7 after the hour, Thursday, March 26th. Jennifer's with us. Victoria's with us. Kara's with us. You're with us. So how could anything be better? I've just posted on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/D, Doug Steffen. We can put it over the DJV show as well. The following message from a large group of doctors. They write, as there is so much confusion, misinformation, and denial on social media about the virus, we, as a group, hope to explain in plain language why the experts see this as such an emergency. Many people are reading the claim online that this virus is a lot like other viruses. The virus causes colds, and if you get it, it probably just seems like a bad cold, and you're unlikely to die. Well, depending on who you are, this may be true, but there's more to the story. This virus that's new to the human population is related to the viruses that do cause colds and acts a lot like them in many ways, but nobody's ever been exposed to it as we are exposed to it now, and thus we have no immunity. I've said many times that what I've learned in a concrete fashion is that this is, you're not able to fight it because you don't have in your genetic makeup the ability. This is not something that's alive, frankly. So when it comes to the exploding virus in the human population, spreading it through respiratory secretions is 10 times more contagious than the flu, the cold that you were talking about, just is 20% wind up with a serious pneumonia, requires hospitalization. Some also will get it, if you get the pneumonia and you're compromised, you're going to die. Especially over the age of 70, death rate is 20%. So if a child catches it on a play date, they can easily transmit it to their grandmother and therefore no play dates. Anyway, they have done this is mind boggling. The doctors write, suppose you catch the virus. You'll give it to three other people, and they'll each give it to three others, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And here's how the math works. One person gets it, then three people get it, then nine people get it, then 27 people get it, then 81 people get it, then 243 people get it, then 729, all the way down. One person could be responsible, as this plays out, for seeding this with 14 million people. And just 15 steps of transmission, it goes from 1 to 14 million.
I think that's why they're saying that the virus is actually linked to New York City. If you look around the country, I think it's 56% of all the other cases in the country are linked back to New York.
Yeah.
That's just proof of that. Everybody together in the same space, sharing that germs, and then passing it out.
Yep.
And airports, too. You know, just JFK and LaGuardia and Newark Airport, all those three, they're such international hubs.
Yep, they sure are. The fellow who was one of the top chef masters, a fellow named Floyd, is it Cardoz? I don't know this. He's a star of this Top Chef Masters. He won in season three, died after testing positive for the virus. He had an infection, apparently, he revealed on the 17th that he was in the hospital. I was feeling feverish, hence a precautionary measure, admitted myself to the hospital. I was hugely anxious about my state of health. My post was highly irresponsible, causing panic in several quarters. I returned to New York March 8th via Frankfurt, Germany. Kind of where it all began. Again, transportation, airplanes, airports, public places, touching everything and everybody, So this guy was, what, 50-something years old?
59, I think.
59, I think you're right. Yep. And then there's the story of Terrence McNally, award-winning playwright, four-time Tony winner. He died of complications from the virus. He was 81. He died down in Sarasota, Florida. Complications from the virus. He was a lung cancer survivor. He had COPD. Obviously, that was what played a role in this. He wrote plays like Ragtime, Kiss of the Spider Woman, plays like that. So, that's just, you know, on and on it goes. So, if I were to ask each of you what you're going to do today, Jennifer, you sort of have to be out in the public because you have to be in the radio station. Although I would think that at some point in time they'd have you. You have all the ability to do it from home. Why do they still have you coming in would be a question that I would ask. If I were you, I'd be asking that. I'd say, I have all the equipment. I don't want to go to the station. I don't want to be around my co-host. I don't want to be around the producer. I don't want to be around the newsman. I'd say that if it were me. It's not me. But under the circumstances, you know, what is...
That's what most TV studios have done.
Yeah, TV, radio, pretty much everything is being done.
It's kind of like the host, and then everybody else is at home, you know, remotely, and then maybe one producer or something just to limit the number of interactions.
The exception they don't know how to do it, have them call the Geek Squad. Maybe.
Yeah. The exception that I've noticed is the local news seems to be still coming in. They're just distancing themselves.
Not here. No,
really?
They're not.
Yeah,
everybody's doing it in separate pieces. And I think you got, again, another couple of weeks of this, maybe more in New York, but at least a couple of more weeks of responsibly separating yourself physically from other people, unless they're masks.
You just have to keep it up. Even if you're in a place in the Midwest or in a suburban area and you feel like you're not seeing it and it's not really hitting close to home, we still have to maintain that distance because it's just, we're not over the hump yet, nowhere near it. And New York is still probably 10 days away from even peaking. So we just can't become what happened in Hong Kong. They contained it very early. They got overly confident, started letting people go out and interact with everyone again, and then they got hit with another wave. So we just have to make sure. I know it's not fun. At first it sounds like, oh, it's like a snow day, and, you know, you get to stay home or whatever. It's not. I know people are getting frustrated, but we have to hang in there.
Jeremy Renner wants to lower his child support payments.
This is a ridiculous story, and I can't believe with people who are legitimately out of work, and I understand actors aren't filming right now, but come on, Jeremy Renner, really? You want to use the coronavirus as an excuse to lower your child support?
He's been in a couple Avengers movies. He must have saved up a couple bucks after being in those movies.
Exactly. He was also in some of the Bourne movies, too. He took over for Matt Damon. So, really?
Yeah, he did.
You can't pay for your kid? Come on.
Waffle House, damn it, closing 365 stores.
Now, this is end of days. This is how you know it's really bad.
Waffle House.
You said that you didn't find any on your drive, right?
Well, they don't have the ability to, they're in an artificial way, they bring stuff outside, and I didn't want to stop and wait. They didn't have a drive-in window.
They were still open.
They don't have drive-in windows. But now they say they closed 365 of them. They have 1,600 still open. But I'm going to guess they'll close. A lot of these restaurants are just going to have to close unless they have accommodations to handle people that are sitting in their car.
You know what, Victoria, though? Until you said end of days, it didn't actually hit me how bad that is. Because don't they have, like, the hurricane
the waffle index,
right?
Yeah. The Waffle House Index.
Yeah, where they don't close unless it's, like, some huge national disaster. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
No more Waffle House. Hey, I'm trying to... I'd like to get a franchise and open it up here.
You should.
Yeah.
How come no one has done that before?
I don't know.
Waffle House just doesn't exist north of the Mason-Dixon, I don't think, right?
Yeah, in the Midwest they do, but pretty much it's a southern outfit. You go through the south. I came back the Midwest way. I didn't come back the southern way when I drove back last week, and there were fewer of them. They're in Missouri and Illinois, a few in Ohio, but once you get any further east than that, they're not around for whatever the reason. I don't know why that is. Department of State says it's continuing its efforts to repatriate a lot of Americans who are still overseas, man, what a nightmare this is.
Woo. Trapped over there, yeah.
What a mess. The airline were trying to, they shut down all the service to Asia. So I know American, I don't know what the rest of them did, but American flew all of their jumbo jets to the East Coast, and then they flew them over to Europe. And they had, in some cases, where they had one flight a day from places like Frankfurt to both Dallas, New York, Chicago. They ran three flights, as many planes as they could send over there. They filled them up and brought them back. It's interesting, though. I probably shouldn't chuckle. I wondered why, what they were explaining in some of their literature, why they were bringing people to Dallas and Chicago. Hello, duh. They didn't want to bring them to New York because they knew what would happen to them if they dumped them out at JFK, which I thought was, kind of thoughtful in manner of speaking. But if you're, we have a lot of people listen around the world to us on this program. The folks who are still overseas being asked to register with the State Department online, if you haven't done so already, so you can be put into contact with the embassy or the consulate, wherever you are, if you're stranded.
It's important for everybody, every American, wherever you are around the world, to let our country know where you are. It's important.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so more now on the pillow caper. My pillow has, this is a very, we're finding ourselves in very interesting times for more reasons than one. You hear me all the time extol the value and virtue of my pillow and how great it is to have pillows you can wash and dry, keep them clean. Well, now that they have, I said they were working around the clock 7 days a week. What I didn't realize is that they're not making pillows anymore. They're not making anything that has to do with what they usually produce. What they have done is change their entire production to make masks for hospitals. And so everything at MyPillow now, they're off making pillows and whatever other things they usually do. They have changed their production 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make masks, mostly for hospitals. Obviously, they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. Maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and your pillows. Right now, the BOGO sale is going on. Remember I told you about that? The pillows, the sheets, the towels, the duvet covers, the pillowcases, whatever it is, neck pillows. Go to Radio Listener Special at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. There's also a book that Mike has written about himself. If you order that, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card. It's a great story about how he came from rags to riches. It's a great American story, and so you get a copy of that book, $25 gift certificate for the next purchase. So don't miss this really good opportunity to buy one and get one free on all the pillows, sheets, duvets, whatever it is at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. And again, a reminder, this is a good way for you to kind of look at what their value is in America. Not only do they have great pillowcases, but now they're doing a service to the country by manufacturing nothing but masks for hospitals at the MyPillow factory. Check it all out. The BOGO sale, MyPillow.com, code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition?
Well, normally on Thursday at this time, I have my fun with the ladies and with all of you, focused on top five songs from this week in a given year. This week we go back to 1968, in part to acknowledge the first big hit that Kenny Rogers had with the First Edition. This is number five this week in 1968. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
I love this song. I also love like the wording of it. It's hilarious.
See what condition my condition was in.
Just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in. All right, so that's number five. This was the era when Bubblegum had a great start at the end of the 60s, into the 70s. Number four, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, which was a studio group of producers and recording engineers and people just playing around to do. Simon Says eventually became number one. This week is number four, back in 1968. There's a local radio station in Boston, WMEX, that has gone back on the air. Original call letters, their original position on the dial. And after all this is over, it's going to be playing the music that it played when it became famous in the 60s and 70s. And a lot of the old jocks are going to be on the station. And I'm going to be one of them, it looks like. It'll be very interesting as we all get back together again to play this kind of stuff. All right, so Simon Has Said, time to move your head to number three. This was a weird song. Dionne Warwick did the theme from The Valley of the Dolls, which was horrible.
I never saw that movie, but I read the book.
Awful. Oh, God.
But this is kind of like, like I said, I've never seen the movie, but I know a lot of people consider this to be kind of like a cult classic.
Yeah, I guess it is, to a point. Yeah.
So it's a weird story. It's very bizarre.
Very weird. Yeah, very bizarre. I remember it gave me nightmares when I saw the movie. I don't know why I didn't leave. I was just a kid, 1968. I just graduated from college. Wait, starting to be. That was the year I was. It was my second commercial job. I started in 66 on the station in Tiffin where I went to school, and I got onto a station in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, a big spot. Well,
actually, I've been to Woonsocket. Wow.
Woonsocket.
I didn't know there was a radio station there.
WNRI, and this program is still carried. My voice is still there every day.
Hello, Woonsocket.
Hello, Woonsocket, en français. All right, speaking of français, Paul Moriart and his orchestra had a fabulous success story with a tune that was an instrumental, a lot of instrumentals at this time. This is Love is Blue. I don't know if you've ever heard this before or not, but there's Andy Williams did a lyrical version of this song. I can remember. Blue, blue, my heart is blue. Blue, blue, my love for you. Blue, my heart is blue. Bluer than blue as I am over you. Wow. All right, that's enough of that. Number one this week. 4 weeks at number one. It was actually a month after Otis Redding died. This song became number one and stayed there. His signature accomplishment, sitting on the dock of the bay. I just sit still. You girls know this song, right?
Of course, yeah.
R&B classic for sure.
I love his voice.
I forget why he died, didn't he? I remember now. I can't remember. He's 30-something. He's remembered for this, for sure. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV Thursday program. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package finally passed by the U.S. Senate after Democrats had taken issue with the original version. The final bill, as passed by the Senate, provides money for businesses and individuals hit hard by the pandemic so as to keep the economy going. And most Americans who make less than $70,000 a year will be getting checks for at least $1,200. The bill now goes to the House, where the Senate's top Republican Republican Mitch McConnell hopes the bipartisan spirit will continue. On how the Senate came together, McConnell says,
I think one of the reasons that happened is we're inspired by what's going on around the country. People are helping each other, reaching out, looking for ways to make a difference, following the directions of the healthcare professionals.
Russia is now grounding all international air flights after recording its biggest one-day spike in the virus there. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's talk about where you get your food as we go into this half hour of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn has gone to
her next destination.
Yeah, that's right. Next stop on her Whirlwind Daily Tour from one broadcast center to another. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. So let's look at a couple of these things, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The Instacart folks trying to hire 300,000 shoppers. What are they going to do?
What do you mean, what are they going to do?
What is, I don't know, Instacart. I know.
Instacart is
reading.
Grocery. Okay, so Instacart
is a delivery service.
It's
right?
A grocery yeah. Delivery service. So these are actual human beings who go to the store that you choose, and they pick, and you give them a grocery list, and they do the shopping for you, and then they bring it to your house. And so obviously right now people are very afraid to go. A lot of people are afraid to go to the grocery store. So Instacart's business has just blown up like they've never seen it before. This started in 2012, this company, and they said the past few weeks it's
good
the
time to buy the stock.
I don't know if it's public. I don't know if it's public, but up until now it really wasn't that big of a company. It was, you know. So I have a few friends who use it locally here in New Jersey, and they send Instacart out to go to Wegmans because, you know, Wegmans is so busy all the time. It's like Whole Foods. So, but now with the demand, everyone who's, you know, older people are staying in. They don't want to go to the grocery store, and so now Instacart's saying that they really do need 300,000 shoppers across the country to meet the demands, because they said for right now they need, you know, as more people, they said, are looking for immediate flexible earnings during this time. They're hoping that Instacart can be a good additional source of income. Now, one of the things that they're doing, part-time employees will be able to accrue sick pay for illness or injury. So that's a new thing for part-time employees. That's a good thing. Full and part-time employees can also receive up to 14 days of pay if they become ill or if they have to be quarantined because of exposure to the virus. That's also something that a lot of legislators have been pushing for. You know, if you're a gig worker, and this is part of the gig economy, if you're an Uber driver, Lyft driver, Instacart deliverer, any type of delivery person, you know, you're an independent contractor, and you have no benefits, you really have no rights as an employee. And so Instacart is really trying to lure people in, saying, look, we're going to cover your pay for 14 days if you can't work. And being able to accrue sick days is also something, you know, none of the independent contractors, none of them have paid sick days. And so that's also a big deal. So applications are being accepted now at Instacart.com. You know, Karen and I were just talking off the air. The jobs report's going to come out soon. And in New Jersey alone, the website to claim unemployment benefits has crashed twice already this week because there are so many claims.
Yeah, you can't get on the SBA website. You can't get on state web, at least in my state. You can't get on. You can't even send in applications because nobody's answering the phone.
Yeah,
it's that kind of stuff.
So in New Jersey and in New York. In New Jersey's not dissimilar from New York in the sense that we have we're heavily reliant on tourists and tourism, and so all of Atlantic City is shut down. Think about every one of those casino dealers, the people who work in the hotels, the casinos. They're all out of jobs. Everybody in Jersey City, which is just one bar and restaurant after another, same with Hoboken. They're all out of jobs. It's a tough time, and I think it's great that there are some businesses like Instacart that are just booming, and those industries are really, you know, meal delivery services are really doing well. So some good is coming out of this, but I hope that they can find 300,000 people to take them off of the unemployment, or at least, you know, partially you can do part unemployment and part Instacart working.
Well, I think that it depends on how creative everybody wants to be. And this is the time to be very creative, to think the old cornball expression is thinking out of the box, but that's really what you have to do. I have to do that to continue to run this radio program. You need to do that in your life so that you can at least have some semblance of order when all of this stuff stops. It could be over next month. It may not be over. I have some information here that leads me to believe it could be August. Before, I mean, it just depends on who you listen to, and it's hard to shake it out.
Yeah.
No,
speaking of the jobs reports,
a fool's order to try to figure it out.
Yeah, we can't predict this virus, but the jobs report actually just came out, and 3.28 million files for jobless claims this week.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's 1 week, 3.3 million people.
You know what else is insane? You know, you're talking about these stores and what's going on to get people. Here's this woman. I hope she goes to jail. Woman that went into a grocery store in Pennsylvania. Excuse me. I'm getting hoarse because I talk so much during the day. I need to keep lubricating this various teas, like the Change Your Life stuff that we've had on the program for a long time. It's pretty good for lubricating my throat. That's one of the things, by the way, you need to do. You need to keep your throat lubricated. wet, moist all the time because the virus can't survive in
that
environment.
That's not true. They've actually disproved that. That was one of the myths that came from Stanford. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, drinking water is always healthy.
I'm doing it anyway.
But
excuse me. All right, anyhow, this woman in Pennsylvania who went into the grocery store and then breathed, you know, she started this sort of twisted coronavirus prank in there. Did
what
you
is
hear
with
this
people
story?
Doing this?
They're
this
out
is
of
a
their
thing
God,
now.
Blessed mind. She coughed on all the food.
Ugh.
She went
and
I don't know.
Does she have the virus?
Food.
Do we know if she has it?
That's not, it was in Hanover Township. I did not get that she had the virus, but they had to get rid of all of the food in the store, and now they're suing her for $35,000, and I think they ought to put her in jail.
Yep. Well, the guy in New Jersey that went into the Wegmans and told the workers that he had the virus and started like coughing on stuff, he got arrested. Luckily,
the hell's the matter with you?
You have to be obviously mentally disturbed.
Mentally disturbed, absolutely.
But that guy's being held on terrorism charges and with no bail in New Jersey. And the attorney general yesterday said on TV, if you're in New Jersey and you try any of these pranks, if you're a kid and you think it's funny or whatever, or if you're mentally disturbed, doesn't matter. They are gonna throw the book at you. And this is not, they're not taking it lightly.
So Target and Kroger are making it now, their store position is, you know, a lot of these, you stand in line at the checkout counter or you stand in line outside, not at Target and not at Kroger. They have left no stone unturned as I look around here to figure out how they can stay in business and still be a public servant. The CEO of Target told reporters that the company has ramped up its social distancing initiative. They're going to have greeters stationed at every checkout lane, keeping the people 6 feet apart, which is pretty damn smart. Good for them, and the same thing at Kroger. They're going to keep them 6 feet apart. You know, I've been trying to figure out how I could serve people some ice cream at the farm this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it or not, but one of the things that I was talking to the kids about is keeping everybody in their cars and you guys be 6 feet apart. You can do that. Then it'll be okay. I'm not sure that I'm not comfortable that we have it all figured out yet, but I'm glad they figured it out. They hired people, and they're telling the people they have, you know, these places are looking for workers as well. Stockers, you know, all that stuff. But there's been plexiglass installed at the registers so that you put the stuff underneath the plexiglass, but you're not in contact with the checkout person. I noticed that. The other day when I entered the Whole Foods, they were starting to figure out how to do that. Starbucks is doing apparently the same thing. And so I think this will spread because who wants, you know, who in the heck wants to be exposed to this stuff? You still want to go get your, if you don't want to hire Instacart, then, you know, you want to go yourself and buy what you want and what you need. You want to feel safe in the store. And this is a way to do it. I think it's very smart. Don't you? Maybe responsible is the right way of putting it instead of being smart. It's responsible. This whole business about physical distancing is the best tool. Anything that I have read, anything about any of this, the fact that you are physically keeping yourself away from people, whether it's 6 feet, 60 feet, or you're just not doing, you're not congregating, you're not exchanging with anybody, and then you're going to be healthier. There are people who are going to be worrying about money, whether you've got a lot or you don't have much, and I don't know what to tell you about that except to be careful, be cautious. Don't worry about your car being repoed. Don't worry about being foreclosed upon in your house or thrown out of your apartment because it's not going to happen. If somebody tries that, then you just report them to the authorities, and that'll be the end of that. There'll be people that'll try it. There'll be people that'll try to throw folks out of their apartments or, you know, foreclose, but it's not going to happen. So anyway, the fellow that the Beyond Meat stuff, what do they call it? The Impossible Burger?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beyond Meat.
Beyond is one company and Impossible is another. They're the two big, they're big rivals.
The big ones. Well, Impossible is at Burger King and Beyond is at McDonald's, I guess. And apparently business for both of them is over the top. People being more, they think it's healthier to eat that stuff. Well, look at what I did last week. When I traveled across the country, there were only places I could find open were McDonald's and Burger King. I had eaten in a Burger King last year, one of those. I wanted to try one of the Impossible Burgers, and it was okay. But Victoria, as soon as I opened my mouth, said, not so fast, because it's all soy, not good for you. But at least it wasn't meat. And that's what I was thinking of at the time. So anyway, there's all kinds of stuff. Marketing and advertising in this world. A lot of people have paused their advertising. Brand equity is something people are thinking about. I was surprised how many car ads there were. You know, you don't have to pay for the car for 3 months. You know, the lots are just loaded. In Massachusetts, the car dealers were forced to shut down. I don't know whether in all the other, in New York State, whether that they closed down the car. You can buy cars online, but you can't go to the car dealership.
You know, I haven't been by any car dealerships in a couple weeks, so I'm not really sure. I think Jen said in California they were deemed essential, so they stayed open.
You got to fix your car. You got to be able to fix the car. If you can't ride around in it, that's what's essential. Anyway, people are wondering, you know, if you have a brand and you stop advertising it, it's amazing how people quickly forget without, that's what advertising does. It reinforces the brand and its relationship to you as a customer. So if you don't, if it's a car, not likely because if you drive an Audi or a Chevy, whatever you drive, then, you know, you have that brand on your mind. But when it comes to a lot of things recreationally, if you will, or some of the restaurants, if you don't have people being continually reminded of who you are and where you are, it kind of just goes out. All that work you've done all the years that you've been on, this is, I guess, my pitch for people to keep advertising, because otherwise we can't stay in business. Can't, you know, it is really an amazing, I pinch myself in the reality of the world thinking about how it is changing as rapidly as it is. We'll come out the other end, probably stronger, better, hopefully at least 99% of us will, and that's the thought you hold. You'll be better, stronger, and things will be different when we get to the other side of this, whenever it is. As I said, whether it's April or August, short-term, best-case scenario is April, worst-case scenario I've seen is August, and if it goes down, it may come back again until we get a vaccine. And there's some who are saying the vaccine, there may be some initial vaccines, Ken said that they're working on it so quickly that there may be some testing done in August. So that's the bright spot there. But this thing is it hard to kill? Oh, wow. Attention, hard-working Americans. You paying too much in taxes? Well, you don't know whether you are or you aren't until you get somebody to look at your tax returns. And I know you may go to the big tax companies to get yours done, or maybe you do it yourself. But there's a company called Family Tax that will now take your file tax returns. They'll look at the last 3 years, and they'll pick them apart because they're all IRS tax experts, former IRS accountants. They've been able to find hidden credits and deductions for lots of people already. They just went into business 4 or 5 months ago, and they are guaranteeing that they can find you at least $5,000 from the past 3 years, or they won't charge you for the work they do. Well, that's pretty good. You got nothing to lose if that's the case. Call them at 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. It's Family Tax Service. They want to look at your last 3 years' tax returns, and they'll do the job for you. If you don't get anything back, it won't cost you anything. If you do get something back, you give a piece of it to them. That's how it works. Why not? 3 years of tax returns now. Call them. Make the arrangements. 800-262-0318. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I always love this theme. The theme from the Star Trek television program, although I think they did use, without Shatner's voice, didn't they use the same theme for the movies? They did. Didn't they? But Shatner's voice wasn't a part. I think it was just the movie.
Yeah, music. No Shatner's voice.
Yeah, not Shatner. Because he wasn't. He was in the first, what, six movies? How many of these movies have they done now between him?
Well, I got to think about that. Picard. It's four. I think there were six of the original cast, and then they did three of the new cast. Leonard Nimoy was in these updated new cast sequels. He played the character of Spock. They brought him back, which is really cool. And on reason we play a theme, Doug, this day in history, March 26, 1931, Leonard Nimoy, who played the iconic character of Spock, was born. Hard to believe he's passed away 5 years ago, and the interesting part about the character of, it doesn't feel like he's not here anymore, but the interesting part of the of this character and a lot of iconic characters, not only will we talk about this character now, but I think Spock's a character people will talk about 50 years from now, and he was so good in that role.
I think that, yeah, exactly. And you wonder whether or not the first season of Star Trek Picard is now on CBS All Access. Apparently, They're offering a free month-long trial.
I saw that.
Do you have that? Have you signed up for CBS All Access?
I do. I don't watch it very much, but I think that's a good business move because a lot of people are home and it exposes them. People need something to watch or want to watch, and it gives people a chance to watch that programming. Hopefully, they'll get subscribership going forward. But, you know, anything's part of that Leonard Nimoy. Besides Spock, I thought he was in one of my favorite films of all time, Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake from 1978.
Yeah, he was perfect.
We saw Donald Sutherland. And then he narrated a TV show in the late 70s, 80s called In Search Of. Remember that show where it talked about In Search Of the
perfect
Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, perfect.
That was good stuff.
Yep. Universal say they're planning to release some of their newest films that are in the middle of their theatrical runs, the $20 charge. Are you signed up for that? Are you doing that?
No. I don't think you charge it. You just do it. If you want to buy, give you an example, Universal would be The Invisible Man, which got great reviews, is doing very well at the box office.
Yeah, Emma as well, I think is in that
Emma.
List.
Yep. Yep. Warner Brothers is going to do Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn, and Warner Brothers also The Way Back with Ben Affleck directly now on demand. But we talked about this last week on the program. Are people going to, I guess if if you're two or three people sitting at home and you want to pay $19.99, but if you're a single person, that's,
I wouldn't
do
that.
I don't think I'd do it either.
Jeremy Renner, who is known for, The Avengers. He was one of the Jason Bourne movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Mission Impossible. He's a well-known
Correct.
Actor, has asked the court to lower his child support payments because of the situation with the virus. I thought that was kind of ballsy.
I would agree with that.
He's paying $30,000 a month.
I wouldn't put him in the class of the everyday working man.
No,
right.
He's paying right
now. Avengers movies, and the Bourne trilogy. So I think he can.
He's starring in a Hawkeye spinoff for Disney Plus for his character from the Avengers. So.
Right.
I don't know.
He says he wants to cut it from $30,000 a month to his ex-wife to $11,000 a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I'd like to have
cut it
like
half,
all of us.
More than
like
half, really?
Yeah, that's a third, actually, under the circumstances. All right, Chuck, what other movie news do you have for us?
I got one. Jason Blum, who is the founder of Blumhouse Pictures, that production company has done a lot of successful horror movies, says that he believes that movies in theaters will be a lot less, and also the window from theatrical to streaming will shrink. I got a feeling he's going to be right for quite some time. I do think going forward, although if you look at this bill, it appears that movie theaters will be bailed out, big and small, which is, I think, really good news. I think that's a necessity for the fabric of our culture. I think you got to sustain.
Yeah, you do.
Movie theaters.
What about what's this movie Swallow that I'm looking? Like all kinds of.
Don't know.
This stuff is a psychological thriller out called Swallow, scaring viewers with people. Apparently, you eat something and you get a virus, pretty much like what we're talking about here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to watch it.
Me either. That'll be the first. That'll be a first. A horror movie you don't want to see. That's number one. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man.
Thank you.
Movie Moments on the DJV program. Thank you, Chuck.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.